This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Jew, who had been astounded to find himself arrested for no apparent reason, was just as surprised when suddenly a policeman came at the door of his cell and to let him out. "And what is going on?" said the Jew. "One moment you put me in jail, and the next you set me free? How has this all come about?" The policeman told him what had happened, and how Sheikh Abdul Qadir had pleaded with the judge on his behalf and obtained his release. The Jew felt rather ashamed for having been such a nuisance and caused all this trouble for the Sheikh. He went straight from the jail to the Sheikh's house and apologized to him. "Oh, Sheikh," said the Jew, "I've always been a bother to you. I kept disturbing you while you were saying your prayers and making a lot of noise. On the other hand, you've been very good to me and have taken so much trouble on my behalf. You are truly a good man. Please forgive me. I promise I'll never annoy you or disturb you again." "I haven't done anything special, neighbor," the Sheikh told the Jew. "I haven't done you any particular favor. I have just done my duty as a Muslim. It is my duty as a Muslim to help my neighbor, particularly when he's in trouble as you were. In fact, I'm sorry that I could not have been more of help to you." The Jew was greatly touched by the Sheikh's words. It was a wonderful thing to have such a neighbor. He said to the Sheikh, "I see now that Islam is a true religion. It is a good religion that makes men kind to one another and teaches them to help and protect their fellow human beings. I want to become a Muslim." And so he did. He recited the Shahada and adopted Islam as his religion. And afterwards, he strove to be a great Muslim. My dear sisters and brothers, are we behaving this way with our neighbors? Are we? Do we care that much for them? Do they even know who we are? Everyone wants to do dawah, but dawah begins closest to you. Dawah begins with your actions as a Muslim, our action towards all of those around us, starting with our families, our neighbors, our communities, and then the world, inshallah ta'ala. I will leave you all with this final story to think about and reflect on how two different people can be in the same situation, yet have a different outcome. Two salesmen were sent to Africa to sell shoes. One salesman called the head office and said, "Oh my God, this is crazy. We can't sell shoes here. No one wears them. They're looking at me like I'm crazy. I need to come back home as soon as possible." About an hour later, the other salesman called the head office and said, "Wow, this is unbelievable. Send me all the shoes that you can and all the sizes." The sales manager, shocked, asked him, "Why did he think that?" "Because he just had a phone call from his partner saying the opposite." He said, "Because nobody has shoes, which means we can have major sales. We also have no competition. This is a great opportunity." This is a story to remind us that two people can go into the exact same situation but have different results from it. The only reason that they have a different result is because that the way they see their situation. It is because the way they look at it. You can look at things optimistically or you can look at them negatively. And those who look at them optimistically and say, "Alhamdulillah," those will always be happy no matter what happens. Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim said, "The degree to which a person is helped and aided by Allah depends on the degree of his intention, his drive, aim, and hope. Help from Allah comes to people in proportion to their drive, intention, hopes, and fears, and failure comes to them in a similar manner." Allah says in the Quran, in chapter number 2, verse number 152. Allah tells us, "Therefore remember me by praying and glorifying, and I will remember you and be grateful to me for my countless favors on you, and never be ungrateful to me." My dear sisters and brothers, it is Allah that we should remember most, so that He may remember us. Ask Him for what is it that you seek, for what help that you need in your life, and for what sorrows that you want to get rid of. However, after you ask Him, make a list of actions that you will take to make these things happen, inshallah. Now that I've given you a recipe to change, it is up to you to take advantage of it. And I pray that this talk has inspired you to see that you can do it, and that you're gifted with a special gift, and that you need to discover that gift and then maximize on it, inshallah. And I pray that you learn the most important thing to do is ask Allah for that help and guidance first and foremost. And I also hope that you've learned one thing from the talk, is that you cannot make any excuses. The formula for success is it's your intention plus dua plus action that equals change. Again, that is your intention plus dua plus action that equals change. And I want you to remember that always. Lastly, remember that you need to help yourself first, then help others. The first thing that they tell us when we board an airplane is that in case of an emergency is to put our mask on first and then to help kids and other people. So you too must do the same thing by helping yourself first and then helping others, inshallah ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us and makes our iman stronger and helps us through our tough times and increases our knowledge so that we may better serve our Creator. Ameen. I hope that all of you have enjoyed this talk. If this talk has inspired and motivated you, please note, I plan on doing these free every month. That's right, every month I will give a new talk on my website, www.muslimsempowered.com. That's spelled www.muslimsempowered.com. So please go and check it out and sign up for free and listen to the talks I've already posted there. And remember that every month, inshallah, we'll have one new talk out for you to listen to and be motivated and inspired by. It'll be on MP3 form so that you may listen to the talks on your computer or download it or burn it on a CD. It'll be inspiring and motivating to make you want to take action and begin to start achieving your destiny, inshallah. Please feel free and go to the website and listen to the free talks and then burn it on CD and give it to your family and friends and let them also benefit from it, inshallah ta'ala. Also, I want to let you know that on that website, we'll be letting you where I'm touring next, inshallah. I have a 4-city tour planned so far in the month of June 2010. I'll be going to Chicago, New York, Houston, and San Francisco. And I pray to hit Canada and the UK next, inshallah. So please check out the dates and come see me live, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, and I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal helps you achieve your destiny and that you are rewarded in this life and the hereafter. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah is ghafoor, Allah is rahim, Allah is the one who loves the muhsineen. He is our creator, He is our sustainer, and He is the one who has power over all.